When you hear the term evangelical Christian, you might think immediately white, conservative, Republican. There's a good reason for that. White evangelicals have been a pretty consistent conservative voting bloc in this country going back to the 1980s. It turns out, though, that's not the whole story.
I say, hey, I'm Latino. And they're like, oh, he must be a Democrat. He's Hispanic. Oh, I'm evangelical. They were like, oh, they're a Republican. Well, guess what? I'm Hispanic and evangelical. Wow. Work it out. I'm both and.
That's one voice from our series this week about how evangelical Christianity in America is changing. The World's Matthew Bell co-reported the series with religion scholar Heather Melquist-Leto, who's at the University of Hawaii. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Hi, Marco.
So we just heard from one of the evangelicals we'll meet this week. What did you set out to do with this series of stories?
As you mentioned, Marco, evangelicals are often thought of as a voting bloc, but this is a really big swath of the American population. About one in four Americans identify as Protestant evangelical. In some parts of the country, it's much, much higher, but religious affiliation, demographics, of course, of the country are changing, and so is the face of evangelical Christianity. And as we just heard from that guy a second ago, there's an assumption maybe that evangelicals are indeed all white and American-born and they vote Republican. But for this series, we wanted to highlight some evangelical voices that you might find surprising. They're from people who reflect, I think, a more diverse future of the church.
So, Heather, you study global Christianity. Let's get our head around the language here. What exactly are we talking about when we use the word evangelical?
You know, what defines evangelical Christianity has shifted throughout history, but we can maybe highlight some common traits. Often evangelicals talk about having a born-again conversion experience. They go to church regularly. They place a great importance on the Bible as the Word of God. And importantly, they have an interest in engaging with the larger culture outside of the church. The majority of evangelicals in America today are white. Like you said, about 75%, but much less attention has been given to non-whites and immigrants who account for the other 25%, and they make up a larger and larger portion of American evangelicals today. Latinos, for example, you might not know, are the single fastest growing group of evangelicals.
And so, with that in mind, Marco, we begin our series in Orlando. Sunday service at Calvario City Church is impressive. There's an enormous stage with a full choir, a professional electric band, giant TV screens, thundering sound system, even a smoke machine.
The scene is pretty typical of evangelical megachurches, which are known for putting on such multi-sensory experiences. The space holds about 4,000 people, and this morning it's mostly full. But what really strikes me here is the diversity. Sunday services here are in English and Spanish, but not everyone is Latino. And looking around, I see young and old, black, brown, and white people, men and women. Some folks are dressed up, but others are fairly dressed down.
This is a real draw for people here, and something we heard from members of the congregation, like Marta Martinez. She grew up in Puerto Rico, moved to Orlando, and started coming to Calvario City Church in the early 1990s.
I'm Puerto Rican and was born and raised in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rican means mixes of races. So in my family, there are black people, there are white people. You see my eyes?
Your eyes are green?
They change color. They are blue, green.
Blue, green.
Sometimes, but my great-grandmothers and their great-grandmother, they came from Europe. So everybody's mixed together. So we don't have that issue of, because you're dark, or because you're white, or because you're... We don't care about color. We love each other. That's the way it is.
Greet three people and say, you look absolutely marvelous.
Bienvenido a Calvario City Church.
Pastors Gabriel and Jeanette Salguero are a dynamic duo. The married couple is from New York City. They moved here 3.5 years ago to be part of one of the biggest Latino-led megachurches in Florida.
The Salgueros move back and forth across the stage together as they're preaching. Jeanette translates for Gabriel from Spanish into English, but sometimes they really play around with each other's translations to the delight of all of the bilingual worshipers. On this morning, they're pulling the congregation into a sermon based on the Book of Ruth.
There is an impressive person.
person.
Y es una mujer.
And she's a woman.
The Salgueros can also bring some real rhetorical heat.
El Dios nuestro camina con nosotros.
Walks with us.
Que ande.
Although you may walk through the valley.
Toward the end of the sermon, Gabriel and Jeanette mentioned the motto of Calvario City Church. Their vision is not just to build a great church, they say. It's about building a great city, one life at a time. That's the motto. But what does that really mean? What sort of city on a hill do the Salgueros have in mind?
They definitely have a broad sense of what city means here. Calvario City Church is a church with campuses not just in Orlando, but also in New York City and in Puerto Rico. Gabriel has served on White House advisory councils and has led prayers at the Democratic National Convention. Gabriel and Jeanette are also the co-founders of the National Latino Evangelical Coalition, which represents the fastest growing group of evangelicals in America.
The label evangelical is one that the Salgueros fully embrace. It's a big part of who they are. So when we sit down to talk to them after Sunday service, we ask Gabriel for a definition of what evangelicals believe.
They have a high view of Scripture. They believe in Christ as the only Savior, so they have this evangelistic, they proselytize. They believe in eternal life. And evangelical comes from euangelion, the Greek, which is to share the good news. So we're committed to the gospel of Christ in a way that transforms society.
How did he do with that?
He did wonderful. He forgot to say that evangelicals are not a monolith.
Jeanette is pointing out something crucial here. When you start to ask evangelical Christians exactly how they should transform society or where to even begin, that's when you hear a lot of different answers.
Here was a telling moment for the Salgueros. Soon after they arrived in Orlando, in June 2016, tragedy hit this city.
We begin with that horrifying news breaking overnight in Florida, what appears to be the deadliest terror attack on American soil since 9/11.
It happened only a few miles from the church on Latin night at a gay nightclub called Pulse. 49 people were killed in that shooting attack. Nearly all of them were Hispanic. When a memorial service was held in a city park, Pastor Gabriel did something that most evangelical leaders would not have done. He went to the memorial and spoke at the vigil.
It was in the town square where it was like the day after, the Monday after or something like that. And they asked me and a couple of other pastors to pray. And one of the young men, Latino, came afterwards. He's gay. He says to me, "What are you doing here? You watch on television. What are you doing here?" I said, "I'm here because I think Jesus would be here."
The Salgueros say that the Bible does not condone homosexuality or gay marriage. And that's pretty common among evangelicals. But despite those beliefs, Gabriel and Jeanette say they had a Christian duty to support the Pulse victims and their families. So when relatives of one of the victims said that they needed a large church to hold a funeral service, Calvario opened its doors.
This is something that many evangelicals would have trouble with. But Gabriel says no one should be surprised about his decision. Just because he doesn't agree with people on certain issues doesn't mean they're not welcome at his church. He says people who disagree need to talk with each other.
The challenge in America today is on very delicate issues. We collapse things to a simplistic form, whereas we assume that LGBTQ communities don't have evangelical relatives. These conversations are happening all the time. Regrettably, it's during these crises that they get attention, that finally people feel that it's courageous. But people should be courageous every day to have these boundary crossing conversations.
Salgueros says he hopes that his church is an example, ready to engage with people from a variety of backgrounds.
Jeanette Salguero, who's also the chief operating officer at Calvario, says working with immigrants and refugees is a top priority, even if it's not a popular move with some evangelicals on the religious right.
We do serve a huge refugee community here, and they're very important to us. And we will serve them as if they are our own. And that's who I am as a pastor. That's who this church is as a church within the community.
For the Salgueros, the message of the gospel transcends politics, even national borders. It's something Gabriel preaches about from the pulpit. And he tells us that he worries about the rise of nationalism he sees in American Christianity.
If we're Christians, the Bible teaches that Christ died for the world. The Brazilian, the Venezuelan, the Vietnamese, the Cambodian, the Russian, the... And so, and we have over 25 nations here at Calvary City Church. We recognize that Christ died for us all and resurrected for us all. And so, yes, love your country, but no country is better than any other country in the sight of God.
Many Americans live increasingly in social bubbles based on age, race, gender, politics, and so on. But the Salgueros are trying to do something different. I asked Gabriel directly why he thinks his congregation is able to maintain such internal diversity.
I'm not trying to make everyone me. The gospel doesn't homogenize you. The gospel unifies you while welcoming your diversity. And I think that balance of the gospel, where we seek justice and reconciliation, while respecting people where they come from, makes them feel at home.
More than one person at Calvario City Church tells us that they feel at home here, even if they share that home with 4,000 other people. There's something for everybody. Multiple languages, lots of different ministries to get involved with, from local education to a walk-in medical center to overseas missions. As for the political divide in America, it feels like the Salgueros are standing right across that fault line. Unlike many white evangelicals, they are not among the preachers who openly embrace the politics of Donald Trump's Republican Party. At the same time, they're not exactly political progressives either. Gabriel says people shouldn't make assumptions about evangelical political allegiances.
We have Democrats, Republicans, independents like me. I'm not affiliated with any party. And so in our church, we have a great diversity of political thought. I think evangelicalism in America has a great diversity of political thought, especially when you begin to dig deeper into racial, cultural diversity in evangelicalism.
To be clear, Gabriel and Jeanette say they don't shy away from politically controversial subjects when they're preaching, and they will take positions on some issues. But one thing they say they do not do is tell people who to vote for.
This comes partly from their respect for the separation of church and state, but it's also because they know that Latinos in their congregation, in particular, are all over the map politically. They may be against abortion, but they're also against the death penalty, and they're in favor of humane immigration policies. So all of this means that in the coming election cycle, it's worth paying close attention to the fastest-growing group of American evangelicals.
Calvario City Church, with a multi-ethnic congregation led by Latino pastors, is an example of how megachurches in America are changing. Tomorrow, we meet one of the founders of a church in San Francisco doing something radically different. They decided the megachurch model was not their real calling.
They don't have paid pastors or even church buildings. They gather in people's houses.
I want to change the way that the American church thinks about the church.
That story tomorrow. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.
And I'm Heather Melquist-Leto.
Our series this week on evangelical Christianity is a collaboration with the Sacred Rites Project at Northeastern University and funded by the Henry Luce Foundation.